You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I chatted with former MP Michael Laws, who is now the media spokesperson for New Zealand Rodeo Cowboys Association. I started by asking him why he supports the exploitation of animals.
Rodeos have been in this country for the first one I remember must be about the 1950s. It's been organised as a sport since the 1960s. There are 35 events in every season. It's the status quo. It's that people that are attacking them who aren't very informed or educated, and certainly don't use rational arguments in their attacks. So it's been pretty simple to defend, just based upon, you know, good practice and science.
Mm. So I suppose going back to that point of it's the status quo, do you think now in this sort of more progressive society that we're in, and we have quite a lot of discourse now around animal cruelty, do you think that the status quo needs to change because these animals aren't being treated very fairly?
Well, I mean, okay, let's deal with each of those in turn. I don't think we live in a more progressive society. We live in a more hysterical society that thinks that social media is more important than factual and scientific evidence and argument and content. So I would say that there's more ignorance now than there was easily 25 years ago, and that people now who are really uninformed are able to get onto social media to make a whole series of specious claims, and everybody thinks that that's progressive. It's not. It's just ignorance. With regards to rodeos, it's really, really, really simple. And that is, and I always argue this, look at the science. Look at the evidence of the annual behaviourists, animal behaviourists. Look at the people who are responsible for animal welfare in this country. Don't listen to the mad vegans or to, if you think, the rodeo cowboys. Go to the people who have a dispassionate and independent and scientific background and the evidence that they give. And what that conclusively proves is that rodeos are not cruel and that the animals are not abused.
So I've seen that that a scientist has said that by putting around the flank strap tied around the horse's waist is pushing on the urethra cord, which makes them buck. And it's that pressure around the stomach that actually causes them to buck. And it's why, you know, by having them buck, that's getting points in the rodeo. So do you think that scientific evidence is sort of proving that it is quite cruel to those animals?
It's really interesting that you've come into this interview, with all due respect, not very well informed, because you can't quote the scientist that says that. In fact, the scientist wouldn't have said that. It would have been an animal activist.
The second thing is that
horses in this country are trained to buck. So, and the flank strap doesn't hurt them at all. It's something that goes around them. It's heavily padded. It's designed to let them know that they're on. Can I give you an analogy?
Please.
It's a bit like the rabbit, the false rabbit that goes around on a greyhound track. And when that goes, boof, the greyhounds come out of their chute and they chase that rabbit. That's exactly what a flank strap is. It's a signal that you're on. And can I also say to those animal activists who say, oh, it's really dreadful about bucking animals, in particular horses, if those horses who are trained to buck weren't actually in that role, they would be in a dog food can and you'd be feeding them to your pets for dinner. The reality is that rodeo saves animals who would otherwise be, in many cases, in fact, in most cases, being used and consumed as pet food.
So you say that it's saving these animals. Are they treated well in the rodeo? How are they treated?
In fact,
sort of
they're stars of their own. This is the problem about so many uninformed people commenting on rodeos who've never been to one or had taken the time to, in actual fact, see how they run. That's a really good example. Not only are the horses trained, but they are much prized. They are well looked after. They are the stars. The people who really get hurt in rodeos aren't animals. They're the voluntary human beings who decide to put themselves upon them and to try and ride them for their 8 to 10 seconds.
So why do you think they do this then? You know, if that's sort of quite a scary thing for them, and you're saying they're putting themselves
scary.
In this.
It's not. No, no, it's not. Oh, you mean for human beings?
Yeah, just for the human being.
Certainly not for the animals. Yeah, the animals aren't scared.
Yeah. So for the human being, I suppose I'm a little bit, you know, I'm curious as to why this is a enjoyable sport.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a crack at rodeo for
purely question.
No, no, no. But if you were, then I would say look at all the thrill sports. Look at downhill skiing. Have you been downhill skiing?
I have.
That's frightening.
Yeah, it seems odd that.
So is jumping off base jumping. That's frightening.
But that's sort of that's just yourself. You know, you're only putting yourself in that position. Whereas
no. But wait on. You asked the question about why people do certain sports, and the argument is because there is a thrill to putting yourself into an element of danger and having to have a particular set of skills to get yourself out of that danger.
Right,
And that's what riding bulls and horses is about. I mean, that's the thing about both bulls and horses in this country. They are bred and trained for that role. But in the horse's case, I can tell you that many of them are actually saved from death. And it's ironic that people who argue about so-called animal welfare are quite happy to see these horses put into pet food cans rather than do what they do, and that is steer the bejesus out of cowboys and cowgirls on a Saturday afternoon.
So why do you think some of the US states have banned the spurs and the flank straps and stuff if this isn't
I'm not aware of any US states having banned flank straps. On spurs in this country, there is, and again, this is where the mass ignorance comes in. There is a rodeo code in this country that has been put together by vets, by MPIs, by a whole series of people who are interested in animal welfare. It's been in since 2014. It sets out for all the 37 events in rodeos what the rules and regulations and practices are, and it ensures, it has been specifically put together to ensure animal welfare.
Spurs have been one of those
spurs,
things.
So spurs is a really good example of that. Spurs are not sharpened. They are not to cause any pain at all. They have been created for that role. They are in exactly the same way that a jockey might use a whip very sparingly. There's very strict rules around that in horse racing. That's what spurs are for, is to say, hey, we're on sport. And they don't harm the animal, and that's been proven, and that's why there is a rodeo code that has allowed their use.
But if it doesn't hurt the animal, then why? How do they know that, you know, you're saying we're on sport? How does the animal know that they're on if it's not giving them some sort of fright or pain? Because that seems like the only way that you would be able to communicate with that animal.
You've never trained animals, have you?
No.
Because if you'd have trained any animals at all, can I tell you, from a dog right through to a rodeo animal, you'll discover that pain is not the way to train an animal. And we don't do that in rodeo either. You train them by a variety of mechanisms, all designed and employed to show them that this is the way you behave in a particular situation. And in a rodeo, those horses and those bulls are certainly in no pain. They realize they're having a contest, and they know that they want to get that guy or that girl off their back. That's their contest, and they do. And 9 times out of 10.
All right. That's interesting. So public pressure is mounting to end rodeo because obviously, you know, many people are saying it is cruel, whether or not that is, you know, an agreed argument. But many people are saying that it is cruel, and there's about 63,000 people that have signed a petition. Do you think that this public pressure will end up winning?
No, never go show. I mean, ignorance can never triumph science. Ignorance can never actually overtake education. And that's what the anti-rodeo movement's based upon. Appalling evidence. And also something else called anthropomorphism. It is the imbuing of human characteristics into animals. And it's a particular malady all of its own, actually. The truth of the matter is that when those people, well, when that petition was presented by SAFE and the SPCA, SAFE are sort of an animal activist group in the SPCA, they looked at all the evidence. This is Parliament looked at all the evidence in 2016, and they looked at the views of the petitioners, and then they looked at the evidence from the independent animal behaviourists and from the scientists, and they went, this is a joke. and they came out with a report not only rejecting the petition, but strongly supporting rodeo as a form of rural entertainment and as important to rural communities in New Zealand. I have the report right in front of me. And that's why, I mean, it's a bit like saying, I'll give you a good analogy, flat earthers, 63,000 people could sign a petition saying that the earth is flat. We want you to acknowledge that. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean to say that Parliament is going to reject science and do that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.